Why not just put it on me? Here?
The fuck?
I mean, you don't be here.
Y'all both copped out.
If it can't be me, it can't be me. But somebody needs to do it. So.
Feel incredible.
It's
not a cartoon. It's anime.
Welcome to another episode of Animation Squad, back in three quarters of effect. No bitch ass ho ass Brennan in this bitch.
He's in a very
bitch
important
ass,
meeting.
Ho ass Brennan.
Oh, he's in a meeting right now.
I think he's in a meeting. I mean, it's with Patton to hear.
Bitch ass ho ass.
Just hearing
Brennan.
Us from the other room. Just
if it was a meeting, yeah. I mean, yeah, we know that. Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah. Ho-ass Brennan up in here.
Bitch-ass, ho-ass Brennan.
Oh, he definitely hears it.
Yeah, he hears it. Trust me, we know he hears it. He's not with us, but he's in the building.
He is.
No,
he is
in the building.
He's working hard.
He's in a meeting, working his heart out right now.
He's doing stuff.
But yes,
Brennan, you do your thing.
He's a meeting about how can I be less of a bitch.
So make sure you guys, you know, join all the our...
There he is. Ah, there he is.
Hide your phone.
Knew what's happening.
I can be less
here you go,
of
he popped
bitch.
Up.
Hey, man.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Brennan.
You guys having a good podcast over here?
We're having a great podcast. We're happy.
Shut the studio
Brennan,
down.
What's your bottom three?
Yeah,
that we've seen.
Well, all right, so we're some quick content for people.
Okay.
What is your bottom three show animes that we watch on this show? No movies, just the anime shows that we've seen.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit because somebody put this in one of the group chats.
Gangsta,
yep.
Blades of the Immortal,
okay,
and Kuroko no Basket.
Yeah,
those are my three.
Yeah, I mean those were the
three that I can visibly like remember how much I hated watching them. It's just like the process of like going through and watching the whole show. I'm just like, why are we still doing this? Like those three shows, when I think back, like that's the reason why we invented the veto. It's because of those three shows.
No, it's because of Kuroko.
Yeah, but Kuroko was the end
Kuroko
of the
was,
you guys have, what,
was
six
last.
Parts of Kuroko?
Like we watched those three almost in unison.
Yeah.
It was like,
those were some tough back-to-backs.
Yeah, it was like Gangsta, and then we watched
You sound
Immortal,
like a basketball team, man. We got a back-to-back out of five games.
Goblin Slayer, nah. That was, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't
It was
bad.
I was saying that, well, yeah.
All right, Mike Hall said Goblin Slayer.
So who would you have in your top three, Rob, for
bottom three?
Your bottom three animes that we've seen on the show.
My bottom three is, I gotta agree, Gangsta's in there. Mm. You said Gangsta, right?
Yeah.
You said Gangsta. Gangsta's definitely there. I said, because I know, God, I was just talking about this. Got to high school, because somebody brought up that I had, like, my 50-question manifesto that I had about just, like, what the hell even happened at the end of that show and why they made the choices they made, which I've been told, you know, they botched the ending of that show, and, like, I'm going to have to take their word for it because I'm not investing the time. And three would be Assassination Classroom for me, because we literally did. I think... Brought the veto in for Kuroko, and we brought it back for Assassination Classroom.
I think it was the first one that you guys actually vetoed.
First one we actually vetoed, for sure.
Yeah. So that's my bottom three.
That's your bottom three? My,
really?
Yeah.
Blades of the Immortal didn't make it?
No.
There's actually a few over Blades of the Immortal for me.
There's no Basket?
Kuroko no Basket is close. It's probably like four or five. Blades of the Immortal, like, I can't, like, because there's stuff where I'm like, I did really like that villain. You know, there was some interesting episodes that I thought that had some...
Chad.
The bald dude was dope in there.
The bald dude was dope.
Yeah.
Morpheus dude.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. But no, like, it would never make my top list.
Yeah.
But it's in that, like, middle, like, it's bottom. It's, you know, middle bottom.
Yeah.
Where, like, those three are probably, those are my bottom. That's my basement.
Yeah. My basement.
What's the four and five for y'all, though?
Let's get into the three first and then, well, yeah let's get into this.
we didn't watch it.
I know, I was being
dickhead.
My bottom three would be Kuroko no Basket. God damn, that was, even though it was fun to watch, but I can only make jokes for 10 episodes. We watched 27 episodes. I was just like, all right, bro, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta go Goblin Slayer, man. Goblin Slayer to me was just, it was rough. Goblin Gape, if you know what I mean by that. If you watched it, that was brutal just to watch. It was only funny when he got smashed up the one time.
Potions.
Besides that, I was just like, I can't keep watching. Then we watched the movie. This shit was trash too.
Yeah. I mean, it's like One Punch Man, where it's just like it tells you in the title what it is.
Yeah.
This dude is going to slay some goblins.
And he's very good at slaying goblins. And he's slaying these mediocre, just trash goblins. And then the last one I got to go with, and I actually made a last minute switch here. My last episode on my bottom is Trigun, a.k.a. Trash
Bro,
Gun.
Why would you do that? You're
wait, Gangsta's not even in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait.
That just goes to show he's trying to be an asshole.
Wait a second. Actually, I'm going to take Kuroko no Basket out. I got to go Gangsta.
What?
I got to go Gangsta.
He's an asshole.
You are an ass.
He's just then doing it on purpose.
I got to go, Goblin Slayer, and I got to go Trigun, a.k.a. Trash Gun.
Wow. He ain't trying to be controversial.
Yeah, he's just trying to be controversial.
I said it before the mic was even rolling.
Our debate has been found for the episode, right?
I literally said it before.
You did say it.
I was like, it's between that and another one.
And then you said you like Trigun better than Evangelion.
Well, no,
you did say that.
You wasn't even here when I said it. What are you talking about?
Can't do that?
No. I just said it right now. I said it in here. What the fuck is Brennan talking about, bro?
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't have any information.
I was there when it happened. I never said it in an episode. No. I didn't say it.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I mean, Neon Genesis is up there, too. Well, go ahead. I just give you bottom three.
I just want to know. So, out of curiosity, Trigun or Neon Genesis? Which one?
They're both
which
hard.
One,
they're both.
Which one's worse?
Trigun.
Is worse or better?
It's worse.
The tape does not prove that.
I don't necessarily disagree. We gotta go back on the scores. I don't think they're both trash. So that's me.
We gotta go back on the scores.
What
you got, man?
I think my list is the same as yours.
You're not going to add that one in there?
I'm not going to do that. Why not? Because that's not, I don't genuinely feel that way.
You did feel that way.
All right. No, I get it.
You literally said, the one that you said was like, yo, that needs to probably be in here.
It does need to be in there.
What are we talking about? What? We can't say it?
I mean, no. No, I don't think we can. No.
We'll say your three, so it's for content.
So my three...
Yeah.
And he can't say it?
He doesn't. I can, but it's just like February coming up.
You know,
I can't say it.
Oh, it's the black. Okay. I didn't watch that one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My bottom three.
Skip it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's why I skip
it.
Not the harder, the more I think about it, I would say that, like, shows that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
And I did not enjoy Gangster.
Mm-hmm.
I did not enjoy Kuroko no Basket.
That's fair.
And I did not enjoy Samurai Champloo.
Clickbait. Wow. We're talking about clickbait here.
Wow.
Talking about clickbait.
Wow.
Would you rather watch Evangelion than fucking Samurai Champloo?
Dead Man Wonderland?
I recommended Dead Man Wonderland.
You got to stand by.
You could change your mind.
You'd rather watch Evangelion than watch Samurai Champloo.
You'd rather watch Trash Gun.
I mean, most people probably would rather watch Evangelion.
You'd rather watch Assassination Ass Room. Assassination Classroom.
I'm still watching it.
Yeah. Assassination Classroom?
No.
The funny thing is, it's like, honestly,
Samurai Champloo. Okay,
before I go, I was actually about to give a speech, like, how impressed I was that me and Ice finally agreed on something. His first two picks, I was like, wow, Ice is, you know, he's not going to ice this moment. And you just couldn't help yourself, could you?
I just think about it. Those two, Gangsten, I was painful. Samurai Champloo, at a certain point for me, got painful.
Ronald said...
painful all the way through.
Yes, it was.
There was not a good moment in that show.
It's clickbait. It's all
good. Nothing about it that I was like, man, I sure will happen.
You remember, he kind of liked Rob.
I kind of liked the Evangelion.
Well, he's excluded because he's whatever.
Yeah.
What?
Intellectual. No, he's like, for me, Rob is just like, you know, the themes and the, you know, the writing, whatever.
I think
that bullshit.
I think, I think for what makes me put Evangelion above those three is what that gave us as a podcast.
Yeah.
I think I looked forward to the podcast when we did Evangelion more than when we did Samurai Champloo.
That's because I wasn't here. I would have fought you tooth and nail by Champloo. Just so you know. You would have looked forward to it.
Yeah, because it would have been a good conversation.
We're all here for the Evangelion one.
So. And it was great. I think that's, in my mind, when I go back to it, we all hated Gangster collectively.
Yes.
We all hated Kuroko collectively.
Yeah.
Samurai Champloo, it was just like
got three pointer out of.
I mean, Samurai Champloo, we even said, if we all agreed on it, if Samurai Champloo was cut to 12 episodes, it would have been a fire anime.
Yeah, so to say. And the soundtrack is up there.
Yeah,
the soundtrack alone
puts it above Neon Genesis
to me. I mean, another show, Yusuke, had fucking Thundercat. And we didn't enjoy it.
You're right.
And that's the soundtrack ain't enough.
But we didn't put it in our bottom three.
And Flying Lotus.
We didn't put it in our bottom three.
You could have. You would have.
I'm putting that in the blurb. You know that, right?
All right. What about the greatest fucking anime podcast?
just real quick.
In the entire world.
Ronald said Samurai Champloo is better than Yusuke. And then King Mike Hall says Champloo is weak.
He also said that Cowboy Bebop should be down there.
Yeah, he put Cowboy Bebop in his
bottom three,
that's crazy.
I mean,
it's a disagree for me, but
Cowboy Bebop 2, that soundtrack was. It had episodes too where I kind of. It's like that's the thing.
Soundtrack is great.
The shows that I'm watching, there wasn't too many episodes of Trigun that I actually loved. There's probably like two or three that I was like, this is dope, and the rest of the 20 episodes that we watched was bad. Besides, and it's the same. I'm guessing the same is for y'all with the shows that y'all don't like as well. So it's like Samurai Champloo had, like you said, a good 12 episodes that I was just like, this is fire. The soundtrack is dope. The fighting style was dope.
Did you have Gangsta in your bottom three?
Huh?
You had Gangsta in your bottom three, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he swapped it out for Trigun.
I think we all had Gangsta in our bottom.
No, I put it back in.
I'd rather watch Trigun than Cowboy Bebop. If I had to watch it again, I would rather watch Trigun.
But you like Trigun.
I know. But I'm just saying.
That's what he's saying. You like Trigun.
I mean, I get that. I can see. Yeah.
I don't think Trigun's a bad show. It's just it's a little slower paced. It's tough. It's like I would maybe give this new one a shot.
I want to give the new one a shot. The new one looks good.
If Cowboy Bebop would have just stuck to the Spike and Vicious storyline and just kept it to that, I would have probably enjoyed Cowboy Bebop. But that middle section got a little funky for me, especially with it being so episodic. I was like, bro, what are we doing? Mm. We came here for Spike and fucking Vicious. Like, let's just do that. Yeah. I don't even feel that payoff was, like, that great. I don't know. I think Cowboy Bebop, it would have been great if I didn't watch it again. If I remembered it as Toonami as a kid, I probably would have been like, yeah, Cowboy Bebop is great.
I think a few of these shows.
Yeah.
I think Trigun I probably would have liked more if I would have first, like, watched it as a kid, too.
Yeah.
Episodically.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that was we just gave our quick bottom three. At some point, we'll probably do an add on to the bottom two with an extra bottom five. We'll do our bottom movies. This is for what we watch on the show. This is not this is not for our bottom three that we've seen all time. I'm sure there probably might be some other ones in there with a few of the same ones.
Yeah.
But also too, we'll be discussing today on today's episode, Gurren Lagann episodes 3 and 4, and Vinland Saga episodes 1 and 2. We'll be discussing those for this episode. But first, as always, we have a weekly poll. What do you have for us, Ice, on this weekly poll? Who did a weekly poll? Rob or Ice?
It looks like a poll I put together, but it wasn't.
It does, which is so funny.
It does. I got opinions on this poll.
Yeah, so we had a poll today. And we had the four. So we had four different live-action shows. So we had Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, and I'm just losing them right now. Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Pirates of the Caribbean. So we had those three very popular.
Four.
I don't know why I said four, three. Those four very popular shows. And which one of those four is like, which one would you want to see made into an anime? That was the poll for today. And let me just bring it up really quick. Where is it?
I mean, I have it right here.
Can you bring it?
So yeah, have it.
So, with that, we had Harry Potter coming in. It was a very drawn-out fight, though. We had all four of these guys battling it out. And I think all of these are great. Harry Potter came in. Harry Potter actually tied for, I guess, third with Pirates of the Caribbean. Lord of the Rings came in at second at 23%. And then Game of Thrones won with 36%. Probably one of the more close margins that we've had in a poll with all of them being within, 15 to 16% of each other. So, I mean, that's a great little battle. A lot of people really enjoyed the poll. Shout out to everybody that commented.
It was close.
What do you guys think? Of those four, what would you guys want to see?
For me, even though I haven't seen Game of Thrones, I've seen pieces of like just episodes of Game of Thrones. I feel like that would be in an anime that could be fire, like with the dragons, people getting cut down. Just off the visual stuff that I've seen from that show on HBO, I was just like, thinking about that as an anime, I think that would be so damn dope. So I would have to go, me personally, I would have to go Game of Thrones.
Man, this is tough for me. And for me, it is between those top two responses. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean, I'm kind of good on. I mean, honestly, it's like out of that whole series, there's like 1.5 good movies in there.
Damn.
That's my hot take, I guess. First one's great. Very enjoyable. And I liked the second one a pretty decent amount. And I remember when I went, I remember when the third one came out, I had some friends that were like, oh, we're going to a midnight showing. Going to go see Pirates of 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, I got tickets. And then some other friend of mine was just like, hey, they're showing Pirates a little early in my area. Like, you can get like tickets at like 7 o'clock. I was like, got it. I'm going to do it back to back because this movie's about to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I went to that 7 o'clock showing, walked out of there just like mad. And I don't know, for some damn reason, probably because I had nothing else going on, I went to that second show and told everybody, you're about to fucking hate this. And
oh,
I sat
wow.
there and I hate watched the third one.
Damn.
The second time.
In the same day. That's nuts.
The same day. Back to back.
Wow.
How far away were the theaters from each other?
It was like a 40-minute drive.
Damn.
Yeah, it was tough. And that's in upstate New York, Miles. Not like so that was like a full drive, not
yeah.
like, you know, 40
like
minutes,
country.
Five yeah. miles, right?
Yeah.
This is Oneida to Syracuse. But I don't even think I saw the fourth or fifth ones. I just went ahead and whatever. Harry Potter, like, cool, but like that, there's so much of that out there already. I'm kind of good. Game of Thrones, like, so I've taken a long time with my answer, but that to get to the chase, Game of Thrones is. Got really great stuff. There's a lot of Game of Thrones content out there. Like, I love the shows a lot, both that one and the new one, House of the Dragon, and the books that I've read. Lots of material that could be adapted there. And Lord of the Rings is very similar. Like, you've got two very different style shows, where Game of Thrones is a little bit more poppy, and it's got a lot more, like, all right, anybody can go at any time. Like, episode one, people are getting killed. You got ice zombies, you got dragons, all that stuff. Lord of the Rings has definitely got like the high fantasy stuff, but it's definitely that I feel would get more towards like an Evangelion style show, where it's much more about the themes of like returning from war, you know, brotherhood and leadership and like defeating ultimate evil and like addiction and stuff like that. Like, all those themes high end, which are very heavy. But I know a lot of people in the comments are like, oh, you're about to get like, you know, five straight episodes of Walking. I'm like, it's not like that. It's not that bad. I think personally, I might choose a Lord of the Rings show because I feel like if they could do like a Lord of the Rings Kai, it would bring in a lot more people and make it much more digestible.
Didn't they say they're doing something with somebody named Hammer or something?
I forgot about that. They do have somebody, I believe, one of the guys that like founded the Kingdom of Rohan, and like they called him Hammer Hands because he was known to just kill people on the battlefield with his bare hands.
Yeah,
and that was
shit.
His whole deal. So like, I know they are working on an anime for that. I remember doing that in Anime News. That's a good memory. And I would definitely be looking forward to seeing that when it comes out. I would pick Lord of the Rings personally, but Game of Thrones is right there for me. Second place for sure.
Ice.
Yeah, I think for me, not seeing Game of Thrones, I can't really. I think that would be dope in concept, and just the ice creatures and all of that stuff and the dragons, I think, would be cool. I honestly wouldn't mind a Pirates of the Caribbean type of thing. I think it's more set of like, I guess, in a world of the Pirates of the Caribbean and having a pirate like show, and I think having that and that combo of comedy and action.
I feel like there's a pirate anime. Wait, what is it called?
One Piece. I'm glad we're in the same boat. Cam, because I was thinking of the same thing. That's why he wants to see it.
No.
So he really wants to watch One Piece, but he wants to watch a different version.
They have a thousand episodes. I feel like it must be pretty good.
I knew where y'all was going with that.
Me and Cam immediately was like,
no, I saw right when I know where you guys are going with that, but that's totally different. I'm talking
very
about
funny.
More so of like, because I really, to your point, Rob, I really like the first one.
Yeah, first one's great.
Amazing. Yeah.
And I think is that like that world, which is way different from fucking One Piece. Let me just put that out there. But that world, it leans more to like a, I don't know if you guys ever played
silly
it.
Silly
like
main
a,
character that gets down? Sounds
no,
similar
like,
to me.
Like, it leans itself more to like a, Like a Assassin's Creed in a sense, so like a Black Flag, like how they, you know, had that stuff. So I think a little bit it takes itself more serious than fucking One Piece does. And I just want to, I know where y'all, right when I thought of that, I'm like, oh, I don't even really want to say this because they're going to make it sound like One Piece. But no, I think a Pirates of the Caribbean type of show with that has those elements that pirates and those characters that they have, it would be a lot tighter and a lot better. Not no fucking 1,000+ episodes. So yeah, that's what I would say. I think of those four, I would like that the best.
So he'd like to see a One Piece anime. So that is the results of the poll. That is our choices for the polls. Let us know what you guys think, as always, that are out there that don't have the Patreon, but like now you guys hear the answers. Let us know what you guys think.
Well, let me do it one more time. Which of these famous fantasy series would you want to see as an anime? Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean, or Harry Potter?
There we go.
Okay.
So. I just wanted it clean just so you can edit it.
Got it. Because you was fucking. Yeah. Jesus Christ. So we got a thing. I'm just trying to pull something up real quick. Give me a second.
Because I put it in the Google Drive, but I pulled up, you know, that document we made years ago about the new format. I thought it was that one and I didn't look at it. And then I went over to it and I'm like,
I feel like Rob always puts it in there anyways. He always puts it in the new animation.
It is still just crazy to me, if I could take a second, that none of you have seen Game of Thrones, like even an episode.
Yeah,
nothing?
I've seen an episode. I've seen all of the first season and like two or three episodes.
I've read it. I think I watched like the episode.
You read it?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, no, I'm good.
I just didn't know where I was at.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how many seasons is the first book?
The first book is essentially like the first season, maybe a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then,
I don't know why I did that. I was just like, I'm a cool guy. I'm a read. And it was like in 2017, and I remember just...
Because that was like a sensation when that was going for a while. I'm like, this new show, like, people like, but like, it's a bit more like, I don't know.
See, I didn't have access to HBO until I got out here, and then it was like on season 8, and everyone was saying it was terrible, so I was like, there's no reason for me to binge watch this.
The ending's a little tough.
It's on the list.
Last thing
and
I remember,
I was great.
Somebody was having sex with somebody, and somebody fell off a roof. Or somebody got thrown.
That's episode one.
Yeah, that's
somebody got
episode.
Thrown.
Yeah, episode one starts with ice zombies killing people and ends with a child getting thrown off a fucking roof.
And then it was like incest. I remember that.
Oh, there's
that.
A lot of incest throughout Game of Thrones, for sure.
That's accurate,
then. Yeah. That's why I was just like, all right, I'll be back.
There's definitely a lot of that going on.
Yeah, let's jump into this, man, because we already 22 minutes in. Yeah. First anime we're watching reviewing is Vinland Saga.
Mm.
Rob's review, Vinland Saga, episodes 1 and 2. Let's get it.
Yeah, we start in Northern England as a farmer named Amar works on cutting down a tree. He is roasted by his mom and sister for doing it wrong, and later at a meal we find out that his father was killed years earlier when Vikings raided their farm and destroyed it. But they built the farm back up and live in peace and say, hey, who really won, them or us? And that is until the Vikings return and set the whole village ablaze again. Amar flees with his mother and sister, but when his mother's struck by an arrow, he goes back for her. She urges them both, like, hey, just keep running, but they stay by her side as she dies. Unfortunately, they are found by the attackers. One tries to take Amar's sister as spoils, so he rushes to save her, but they just knock him right out. She tries to fight back, stabbing the Viking with a hairpin, but he just, like, all right, well, I'm not going to deal with this, and he kills her right there. Amar is then hauled off into slavery. On the boat to Denmark, he sees the slavers toss off a woman overboard just for being sick, and his hate continues to build for the Danish. Eventually, he's put up for sale, and on his first day, he tries to run away. Doesn't make it far, however, and they track him down and beat and whip Amar as a warning sign to the others. Amar's spirit is broken, and he stands dead-eyed the next day in line, waiting to be sold. While standing there, Leif Erikson, of all people, comes to the market.
Happy
Leif Erikson day. After being told that Amar might be his lost relative, Thorfinn, that he's looking for. He's disappointed Amar is clearly not Thorfinn, but apologizes to him about the confusion and walks away. And Amar thinks about, like, man, whoever this Thorfinn guy is, he is sure is lucky to have somebody looking for him. Soon, though, a farmer named Kettle comes by the market, buys Einar, hoping that he can help him with his wheat farm. Amar arrives at the sprawling farm and is instantly transported back to his home. Kettle shows him around, and he calls out to another of his slaves. It's like, hey, you and Amar, you're going to be good friends. Come on over here, Thorfinn. And he introduces the two of them, and we hear that, hey, this is the first time I ever met Thorfinn. So he tells them both he wants them to clear this wooded area, turn it into wheat field. Kettle tells him, if you can do that, tend the field, make enough money, eventually you can buy your own freedom. Points out, hey, this guy Peter over here, he did the same thing. You know, so you guys just become good friends, clear this land out, it can be yours. Amar's thrilled by this idea that he might be able to get his freedom back at some point. And as soon as Kettle lives, leaves, he asks Thorfinn, like, is this, like, what's the deal with this guy? Because, like, that's not usually how it works, like, where I'm from. And Thorfinn's just like, hey, man, you know, I just work here. You know, let's just do our job. He doesn't really give any information about himself and just tells, sit over there, watch me work. And, you know, throughout the day, you know, points out the huge amount of trees they still have to cut down before this job is done. So cool the jets. The two work the day away. Amar joins in to help, even though he was supposed to just watch. Eventually, farmhands arrive with their lunches, and Amar's excitement about the lunch delivery soon turns to disappointment when he sees just how little food he and Thorfinn have to share. Amar complains, and the farmhands are just happy to remind him that you're a slave and you should be happy to get anything at all. Thorfinn runs over to smooth things out, thanking the farmhands, just, hey, you know, they're just like, hey, man, teach this new guy some manners, and they go off and take a nap. Amar talks about ratting them out to Kettle, but Thorfinn's just like, just, you know, that's going to make things worse. Keep your nose down. Do your work. Kettle then rides by, and Amar flags him down. But after catching a glimpse of Amar's daughter, he's struck by her beauty and decides not to complain in front of her. Just, you know, keep his nose down, just like Thorfinn said, which Thorfinn is very pleasantly surprised by. Another day, Amar is surprised to see Kettle working the fields. As he does so, he scolds another worker for not harvesting the wheat properly, and the worker starts talking shit back. Thorfinn explains that is Kettle's son, Olmar, who is not at all interested in inheriting the farm and instead wants to run off to join Prince Canute's army.
I don't want to, Dad.
He tells his dad, I'm done working. He tries to draw his sword to make a point, but he can't even get the thing out of the sheath and just rides off in embarrassment.
Pussy!
That night, Olmar broods in his room practicing with his sword and complaining to a girl he has in his bed. He's like, I hate my dad's farm. She beckons, hey, like, hey, why don't you come back in bed? You know, I can warm you up. And outside, her parents are listening in, just like, hey.
That was the weirdest shit, so bro.
She's getting us a nice marriage with a rich family. That was some wild stuff.
Yeah.
Olmar bursts out of the cabin in the middle of that, though, however, furious at all of them, just like, hey, I know all your tricks. You're just trying to get my dad's money, and rides off. As he rides off, he runs into two of the farmhands who are wandering back from the night of heavy drinking. Olmar tells him, hey, get back to your quarters. But they insist. I really like, you got me started on that. And they had something. They're like, hey, no, man, come on. We got something interesting we want you to see. And they grab his horse and just like, hey, we're going to lead you over here to a second location. Meanwhile, Amar complains to Thorfinn about Olmar's attitude. Like, this guy's just kind of self lucky that, you know, he should inherit this farm. I wish I was going to inherit my farm, but it got burned down by the Danish. He calls the Danish all animals, you know, says that he hates him. They all deserve to die and all this stuff. And Thorfinn doesn't respond, instead thinking about all the destruction he's witnessed and caused during his time working as a Viking raider with the Danish and Askeladd. And that is where we end episodes 1 and 2 of Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga, thank you, Rob, for the recap. As always, man. After seeing Thorfinn looking like just down and out, do you think Thorfinn is a broken man, or do you think he has a plan in order to either fuck this whole stuff up or get out of being a slave? I think he's actually broken right now. I think as of right now, I think he still has his skill sets, of course. I don't think he lost any of that, but I do think he doesn't have the will. He doesn't have a will right now.
Yeah.
After Askeladd's been killed. And I think right now that he needs something. And I think this guy, this character, which is why I think they told his backstory, and we'll get into that later. But that's like, I think he's going to help Thorfinn either find a new will or way or to try to build his character development in this. Because right now, I think this is about to be a lot of character development for this first, I feel like, 10 episodes.
You read it, right?
I didn't finish it. I stopped reading because I was just like, this shit is just getting rough to read.
How far? Like,
they're still on the plantation.
Got you.
Yep.
Okay.
The plantation,
the farm. Yeah. But if they get off the farm in the manga, I just haven't got it. I just haven't read it.
Got you.
But yeah, I think right as of right now, he's broken. Ice, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's broken too, because prior to this, he's never shown to have any type of plan when he did anything. He just knew he wanted to kill Askeladd,
but
he didn't ever like put together anything to beat him. So yeah, he's definitely broken.
Rob.
I agree. I mean, this reminds me of like, you know, any of those revenge stories where it's just like either usually the person gets their revenge and then they're just like, now what?
Yeah.
Except Thorfinn had his revenge taken from him and now he's like, now what? He never really thought about what he was going to do with himself. And he just seems, broken and aimless and goalless. And I just think he doesn't really have a goal in mind. And I think you're right that eventually maybe Amar will, either convince him to help redeem himself or get back to his family. Like, hey, man, you got people looking for you. You should go do that. Mm. And hopefully they can find a way.
Who was that dude?
Leif Erikson. He lived in Thorfinn's village when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And he ran into him too when he was a Viking working for Asgard. And he's like, I found you. Like, you should come home. And he's like, fuck off me. Like, I don't know you anymore. I'm doing my own thing. I'm going to kill Asgard.
I feel like, why didn't old dude say that first? Like, hey, there's somebody looking for you, bro. Like, to get you up out of here.
He might have not.
He might have just forgot. Like, if he just heard the name Thorfinn like a couple days ago and like, it made, I mean, maybe he remembers, maybe he doesn't.
I thought he said something that sparked that he did remember, but maybe I could be wrong.
I assumed that he forgot about the whole
That's
thing.
That's fair.
He's got a lot going on. But I mean, I don't think we'll talk. We've got another question about this, but well, no, we can just keep on going with the questions. I'll talk about it in my review.
Yeah. All right, next question. If you had to be stuck doing a day of hard physical labor with an anime character, who would it be?
Mm.
Rob.
Tanjiro. And I'll tell you why, because I bet I could talk him into doing all of it. No, but for real, I feel like he would have a good attitude. You know, like, because Thorfinn's not much for conversation. He's doing the work. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. He's obviously very strong. But, I mean, you got to spend all day with this guy. Like, Thorfinn, he's not very chatty. Yeah. You got to pass the time, or it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
I feel at least, you know, Tanjiro would be good for a conversation, you know, talk about some stuff. So I'm gonna go with him.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Reagan.
No, because Reagan would make me do all
exactly. And he'd be cracking jokes the whole time. Like, man, Rob, man, you're doing a great job, man.
Yeah, he's like some Tom Sawyer shit. Like, oh, I sure do love painting this fence.
Yeah.
Painting this fence is so fun. That would be Reagan.
What about you, Ice?
I'm going to go Goku. Because it's just, he's going to get it done.
Yeah, he is.
Those trees would have been super chopped. That whole forest would have been done. fuck 3 years. It would have been 3 minutes. Like,
but you have to convince him to be like, all right, you want to go fight after this?
He'd
be like,
yeah.
Well, I can fight after this, do all this work. Yeah. Then it get done real quick. I would pick a younger Eren, because not the one now. Mm. Having this go to start pulling shit up, because I mean he's still got his scruples. Yeah. And he'll help out. He's a team player at the end of the day. He wants to help out and get shit done.
Eren now would be like, yo, we gotta kill Kettle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not actually opposed to that.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
I'm not opposed to that either. Squash all these motherfuckers. Like, we ain't doing no work actually. As a matter of fact, I'll take new Eren. We ain't gotta do no work.
But he gonna be like these trees actually have been made from the bones of your dead ancestors. So we need to go kill everybody with these trees.
Hey, man.
Everybody?
Everybody. Like, kill all the dead.
If there's no other Titans here besides you, then let's do it. Yeah. That's how I feel with that. Next question. What's a good setup episode account for an anime?
I would say 4. 4 is like the max.
Mm.
And when I say setup, I mean like if you're in an action-oriented anime and you want to set some stuff up, get us back into the world, you can build the world while having action. But like, give us what we need and then start getting active and then tell us the rest as we move forward. Mm. I think these animes, even if it's a 24-episode or 12-episode, especially the 12-episoders, they spend 4, 5, 6, 7, half of the show, 8 episodes trying to get us ready. And it's like, we're just world building. Like, build while you fucking fight.
Yeah.
Like, think 4.
And you can,
You can. And it's been done in several great animes. So, yeah, I would say 4 is the max.
Right.
For me, I'd say no more than 3. 3 is the perfect number. Like, 4, I'll give you. Yeah. But by episode 4... I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, and after, if you get to 5, I'm probably out.
Yeah.
Like, but I'd say the sweet spot is 3.
Yeah, I agree with Rob. I think it's 3 for me. And then episode 4, if half the episode is, but that back half has to be like, we're going ham for a second. Yeah. And the back half of this episode 4 to keep me going to episode 5, because you took that long to build for me.
Yeah.
But essentially, I would want it to be a straight 3, and then episode 4, we're starting to kind of get down to some shit, but
All right, Vinland, you got 2 more episodes.
Shit.
I was gonna say, did they take a good chunk out of what you read so far at all?
Yeah, this is all lit. I feel like reading. Dude, I'll be real. Oh, I'll get into my review with that. So I'll talk about that later. But next question is Omar is in the running for the Gabby Award so far. We're only 2 episodes in, but he's a piece of shit. Go ahead, Rob.
He is getting close. He's getting very close. I'll tell you what, like, the only redeeming factor is it was actually kind of funny when he couldn't get the sword out.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of made me laugh, but, like, that was laughing at him, not with him.
With him, yeah.
You know what I mean? So far, like, I do not like this guy.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all. Like, I don't know if they're trying to be like, oh, you know, like, he has his own dreams. And fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I don't like what he's about. I don't like his attitude. I don't like that, you know, there's... So far, this guy is just like, I hope those two farmhands are about to take him out into the woods and stab him in the neck. Yeah. That's what I hope is about to happen.
I don't feel as bad. Not right now. Because I feel like at least Gabby, I hated her.
Yeah.
At least with him, it's like, I can understand when you're, if you're like, if he's like 21 years old, he's just like, bro, like, I don't want to do farm work for the rest of my fucking life. That's trash.
Yeah.
I want to do some other shit. I want to be a warrior. And then him figuring out, like, you're trying to use me to get my seeds so I can take over my family's, like, money and shit. Nah, fuck yeah. I kind of, like, he's a dickhead. But I was kind of like, all right. He made, those are some good assessments that he kind of made.
You just made him sound like Brennan.
What do you mean?
Just like he's a dickhead, but he made some good assessments.
That's definitely Brennan.
I mean, he's not wrong about that family trying to, like, you know.
Yeah, so I mean that was a redeeming factor for me. But I was like, with Gabby, I like everything was presented to her. Like, look, this is what actually happened. You've been duped. Nope. Bow and shoot motherfuckers. I was just like, all right, I can't stand this little motherfucker, man. Get her up. She's one of those. Still to this day, I'm getting triggered right now just thinking about her fucking ass right now. So, Ice.
See, Attack on Titan made you feel some stuff, man.
See? I mean,
it does.
Yeah.
Number three. I would say he's not even close. He hasn't done enough. I think what Gabby did, having to have stuff presented in your face and still be like, nah, fuck that, and then literally flip the show on his head with the one decision that she made. I don't think
Gabby got an early start, too. When Gabby came on the scene, I felt like we was like, all right, fuck her, episode two, when she was on. We feel like we hated her pretty early.
Yeah, she ramped up to that. She ramped up with that and then just made the ultimate poor decision.
Yeah, she has doubled down at every opportunity.
Yeah, I think, it's not close yet.
Yeah. All right, so let's give our likes and dislikes for Villain Saga episodes 1 and 2. Let's go with Ice first.
I mean, anime loves them a good time skip. And I guess this is another one of those. It's a time skip, right? Yeah, they skip like what? I mean, years. Yeah. Was it a couple years?
Feels like it got to be at least
4 or 5, maybe.
And usually
he might be like 18 or something like that. Right now, maybe.
And I think, but I don't like the direction they're going with the time skip though. Usually, time skip is to alleviate us from the boring shit. It's to alleviate us from the growth and all of that. It's like, hey, we skipping time. They train. They strong. We active now. Like, that's usually how shows, like I think from what I understand, One Piece and other shows have done to, like, keep, you know, to kind of make it shorter. Keep which moving. I don't know what the fuck One Piece is doing if you're doing a time skip and your shit is supposed to be shorter. It's 1,000 episodes, but I digress. We time skipped into some boring shit, and it doesn't look like the boring shit is stopping anytime soon. And I think, I guess what I liked about it, the little part with the mother and the like, you all, like, we've seen enough anime at this point to know somebody was going to die.
Yeah.
We've seen enough anime to know if not all three of them, at least two of them was going to get up out of here.
Yeah.
So and I wanted to feel more in that part, but I couldn't really because nothing really, we don't know those characters like that. Mm. But I guess they did an okay job in one episode conveying a family and then getting them up out of here. Other than that, I really didn't enjoy it. I knew this what they're doing. I know they're setting the table, and that's why I even asked the question of, like, how many episodes do we need? You got two. They got two more for me, just because, and it's really living off the strength of how great season one was. Mm-hmm. If this was something else that I've never seen before, then I probably wouldn't even give it this much grace. But I think with season one being so heavy metal the entire time, damn near, outside of that rough patch in the middle, I will give it a 2-episode grace. After that, if we still farming and chucking fucking corn at episode 4 and 5, then I might vote it no. But overall, I would give these 2 episodes 4,000.
Ooh, that's super, super low.
Wow. All
right. Rob.
It was 2 slower-paced episodes. And even that, like, you know, there wasn't a whole lot that it felt like a whole lot happened. We got to meet Amar, which he's fine. I don't really feel strongly about him one way or another right now. We'll see how where he goes from here. I think they're trying to like pump up like, oh, these two, like they found each other. Now they're about to be like some dynamic duo and like we'll see. I don't know that I would say I'm bored yet, but I do agree that like I don't really need to spend a whole lot of time on this farm. That being said, I'm not too worried about this. And what I almost said earlier is just like, you know, at least so far, Vinland Saga has never showed us like a happy idyllic farm that they didn't burn to the ground at some point. Like every single happy situation on Vinland Saga has come to a very bloody, miserable end. And so I'm thinking that, especially the fact that they're trying to be like, oh, this Kettle guy, like he's not so bad. And like, you know, he's got this son and, you know, I'm absolutely certain they are about to tear this place down to the ground. And like Amar and how Amar and Thorfinn factor into it, whether they end up like being the reason it gets torn down or whether they, you know, end up fighting for survival to fight against who's coming to do it. You know, we'll see. But yeah, it's not the same show so far. We'll see what happens. You know, it's not been the same kind of heat. I'm not out yet, but like I said, the clock's ticking. I would give this I give it a 5,800.
Really? Okay. You know what? Reading the manga, and or at least reading the few chapters of the manga, and then finally seeing the first episode, I actually liked the episodes a lot more than the manga. I feel like the manga, I was like, where's the pistol? I just need it. I gotta end this. That's how bad it was going in the manga for me. But this right here, I still think MAPPA does a great job animating, even the stuff that, even though it was a whole bunch of stuff going on, just even the animation of the oceans, certain scenes, I was just like, this is kind of still cool to watch. These episodes, as much as I thought I was going to hate them, I didn't hate them as much. And I feel like yesterday.
Ice looks so mad.
Yeah.
I was trying to read the chat.
And I'll be real with you. Like, yeah, I know I'm the action guy. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to like, I'm super, super gung-ho action. But I wasn't. This character development is not bothering me yet. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see if they keep going, if it does drag on for, like you said, 4-6 episodes, I'll probably be like, all right, dog. Like, you know, something's got to give at some point.
Yeah. Right.
But as of right now. His backstory was like seemed stronger in the anime to me. I was in. I'm like, I kind of like this guy. I'm rooting for him. I think he's going to be, like I said, the engine, the Kickstarter to get Thorfinn back on the boat to be like, all right, I'm about to get back to this. Not just necessarily this killing shit, but I'm gonna start fucking fools up if they talking shit right now. Yeah. And I think this is the guy that's needed to do it. And I think he's gonna probably end up being a beast also.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe not. Maybe he stays on the farm. And he just goes. He buys his freedom or some bullshit like that. And then he's just like, "Hey, I bought my freedom, guys. This is the anime now. It's just buy my way out of fucking slavery."
I mean, I feel like just even the way he was just like, and that's the first time I met Thorfinn. I feel like they're trying to build up who these two are gonna be.
Right. Exactly. So for me, after watching these two episodes, they were cool to watch, but it was still like, all right, it is character development, but I would give it 5,800 also with Rob. Not too high, not too low, but I think it's necessary to kind of build up for character development for these two episodes.
Real quick before we move on, did you see The Northman when it came out?
I didn't. I bought it and I have it on Blu-ray and I still haven't.
Isn't
watched
it on Netflix right now too?
I think it's definitely out. It's not in theaters anymore, but like even just talking about like revenge and all that.
And
like,
that was supposed to be the people were saying it was like the version of
it feels very much like it feels very much like Vinland Saga, because it's a revenge tale that takes place in the world of Vikings, and like this kid, his dad is killed in front of him when he's a kid, but it's very much into the lore of like heavy mythology for the Norse and stuff like that. It gets weird, but I enjoyed it and it's pretty good, and it's very much just like made me think about like what that character, like, yeah, like once you get your revenge then what sort of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Witch?
The Witcher?
No, The Witch.
No, The Witch?
No.
Yeah.
Robert Eggers. It's by the same guy.
Yeah. Which is also very interesting.
I didn't like The Witch, but it was.
You did or did not?
Did not. It was too much to be like to get to the thing.
Yeah, I could see that. Because that one is very much all tension and building. And this is like, I mean, Northmen, like, people get busy pretty fast.
Yeah.
A lot of people going down in that one.
Okay, that is the end of Vinland Saga for our ratings. Now we're going to jump into Garen Lagann. We need that recap, Rob.
Yes. So having quickly recovered from the trauma of finding his father's body, Kamina recounts the story of his day's victory to the others at the surface colony. Yoko checks in with Simon, which, yeah, during the, I was kind of listening closer to the sub this time, and like they do say Simon.
It's
like, nah, you're Simon, man. Yeah. sorry about that. Simon. So she checks in with Simon, congratulating him on his heroics and checking in if he thinks Kamino's okay. Simon doesn't take the compliment well, but assures her, you know, hey, that's just how Kamino is. I just regret, you know, not getting to the surface. Or he just regrets not getting to the surface fast enough to meet his dad. But, you know, he'll be fine. The next day, Kamino and Simon look over the improved Gurren that was improved by the bodies of all three of the gunmen they defeated. Soon, though, Yoko invites Kamino to join her hunting, but is disappointed when Simon joins as a third wheel. As they hunt, As they hunt, Yoko explains to Kamino that her people are only able to fight back because their colony was a weapons depot. However, some of the weapons started to leak poison, so her people were forced to climb to the surface and try to survive. She also explains how her electric sniper rifle works, and she lets Kamino take a shot. But after he hits an animal and goes to retrieve it, he finds he isn't the only one that shot it. Suddenly, a beast man named Viral jumps out of the grass, claiming he is with the human elimination forces, and starts attacking him. As they clash, it seems Viral is more skilled, but Kamino is able to cut his face with a sneak attack. Simon and Yoko then try to follow up with sneak attacks of their own, but Viral dodges away, jumps at his giant gunman that sports two heads, one of them wearing a ceremonial helmet. Simon and Kamino pilot Gurren and Logan and take them on, but Viral is a much better mech pilot and just washes them, seeming them blasting them into nothing. However, when the smoke clears, he can't spot them to confirm the kill, and with the sun setting, he's like, I gotta get out of here, but I will return tomorrow just to finish his job. When he leaves, they emerge from a hole in the ground that Simon had dug for them to hide in. That night, Kamino scolds him for his fear, but Simon says, hey, we should just return to the safety of the underground colony. This surface life, I'm too scared. I'm not about this. Yoko, frustrated with Simon's attitude, tells Kamino, hey, let me pilot Logan in the next battle, because he's going to get you killed out there. But Kamino insists, hey, that's Simon's mech, and I believe in him. And if I believe in him, he should believe in me, and then he'll believe in himself. He'll rise to the occasion. We'll see about that. The next morning, the humans wait to meet Viral in battle behind Gurren, and Kamino tells them, hey, you're all honorary members of my gang, but when Viral appears, he gives them all they can handle. He batters Kamino as he tries to protect his friends and blocks Yoko's sniper rifle with a shield. As Simon watches on the side, Yoko runs over, scolds him, saying, hey, if you don't believe in yourself, believe in Kamino, who does? And it inspires him, and Logan kicks into high gear. He digs in through the dirt, hits Viral before he can take Kamino out with a kill shot. Kamino is glad to see him and grabs Logan, slamming it down on top of Gurren, combining them into one giant gunman with two heads. When Viral fires his next shot, Gurren Logan absorbs the blast and uses it to power them up in the fight. They overpower Viral's mech, even snatching his fancy helmet off his head for themselves. And they're about to finish him when Viral uses the smoke of an attack to hide his retreat. That night, Kamino takes his father's cape, claims it for his own, says that their next mission will be to track down the location of the Beastman base, take them out once and for all. As he and Simon leave, Leron and Yoko announce that they will be joining them to help in the fight. Sometime later, as they journey through the desert, Kamino tries to get Simon to practice combining with him, but it's not going well. Leron, meanwhile, tries to use his tech to analyze Logan and discovers that it has some sort of special properties, even for a gunman. But his analyzing tech is destroyed when Kamino crushes Leron's robots with an errant boulder meant for Simon. As Kamino starts to realize they may not be training well because of how hungry they are, he's attacked by a group of raiders who mistake them for a beastman attacking Simon. When Simon is comforted by the three sisters of the group, Kinon, Kial, and Kyo, Kamino tries to prove to the brother Kitan that he is in fact human. As he does, the three sisters start immediately thirsting over Kamino and leave Simon behind. When they all arrive, they introduce themselves as the beastman hunting group called the Black Siblings, using explosives to take down the gunmen. Still, Kamino and Kitan have beef and nearly start fighting again until Yoko fires a warning shot and Leron tells them, hey, you all better play nice. Later, Yoko is leading the girls on a hunting trip. The sisters are all telling her how lucky she is. She gets to hang out with Kamino all the time. She plays it cool like she's not interested. They find some furry pink balls that they think will make some excellent food, and they take it back to camp. As they return, Kamino and Kitan are talking about their plans to talk. He's telling Kitan all about their plans to track down the Beastman HQ. Kitan says that, you know, you're crazy to try it, especially since you're so inexperienced. Kamino says, hey, we've already taken down a gunman with two faces. Kitan's like, we were just hunting one with 16. Their meal is soon ruined when the pink balls the girls bring back turn out to be beastmen. They run off to their mechs, and the siblings ride on their steeds and try to damage them with their explosives, which seem to have little effect. As Kamina and Simon struggle to combine, the beastmen do it easily, forming that 16-faced gunman that had been hunting earlier. Mm. They shoot the faces off one by one, but luckily Simon is able to dodge them because of their earlier training, dodging the boulders. As Yoko shoots Keaton's explosives to make a smoke screen, Logan jumps under Gurren's head and the two combine in dramatic fashion, which is apparently what they need to do for them to do so. However, after combining, they are starving and have no energy to fight. That's when the small mole pig that has been traveling in Simon's jacket that I haven't mentioned until now jumps out and pulls off his own tail, offering to give it to Simon and Kamina as food. When they eat it, it powers up Gurren Lagann, and they easily skewer the 16 faces with their drill weapons. Their gunmen destroyed, the beastmen are forced to retreat. After the fight, Keaton says that Kamina and Simon might be stronger than he thought, and might just stand a chance against the beastmen. As they wish each other luck in their fights again, their fights in the future, the siblings ride off into the sunset. While Team Gurren Lagann is left there, they try to find what food they're going to, you know, eat next, and they chase that little mole pig around, and credits roll, and that's episodes 3 and 4, Gurren Lagann.
Episodes 3 and 4. Thank you, Rob, for your recap. Man, you know what's funny? I was just looking at real quick before we get into the questions. The voiceover actors for some of the characters, and the dude that voices Kamina for English, dude, this dude.
He's been everywhere?
He's Aizen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
He's Son Gohan in the movie, the older Son Gohan.
Okay. Mm.
He's done some Mob Psycho shit. He's done some villains. He's like in everything that we've watched. My Hero. He's a fat gum in My Hero.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in some Demon Slayer
99
shit.
99 number hero.
Yeah, so.
Ah, yeah.
So it was just cool to see that, like, you know, some of the voiceover actors is like, you know, in some big
getting
shit.
Work. Yeah, that's cool.
But real, let's get jumping to the questions, man. Does anime need whiny, bitch ass protagonists? Let me tell you something, man. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate that I can't do it for every episode. Then we don't need you, man. Comment. Just be the leader, bro. Just take over, dog. Just fuck it. Keith hit me on the side. Was just like, man, I don't like this guy either. I was just like, this episode, these two episodes. I was like, no, he's not that bad.
Yeah,
he's not that bad. I see where you're saying, like, all right, Kenan should like him. I like him a lot more than this. Mm-hmm. I just can't do the whiny Shinji. Just crying, and why do I have to? Does it have to be me? Can I do we truly need that in anime? I know some people love that. Some people love Shinji. Some people love Seaman. Other bitchy, whiny characters. Would you consider Sanjuro a bitchy, whiny character?
No.
I wouldn't. Mm-mm. Okay.
I would not.
No.
Nice. Do we need these ho-ass, bitchy, whiny characters?
Not at all.
Or protagonists, anyways.
I think at a certain point, I think, if anything, the best example of this that we would need is a Deku. It's just like, okay, you bitchy whiny in the beginning for maybe a little bit longer than you should have been, but when it get active,
two damn
it's
seasons,
active.
Damn near, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got active for 4 straight seasons. If you're going to do that, you need to give me the dog 4 episodes, 4 seasons later, however long later. Yeah, like, you need to damn near wash away the bitch assness that you had before. And I think if you're going to give me that, then I can put up with it. If you can do, like, as in, I know he's not a pro, I mean, the main guy, but if you can give me a Zenitsu, like, all right, he's whiny, but when shit go hit the fan, he's somebody that you can count on in the last second. I don't think, now, Simon, I mean, I know some stuff, so I can't say that, but how Simon is presented right now, is some. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah. Rob.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, a trope. I think specifically with Shinji, it's like it's just part of what they're trying to do with the character itself. With Simon, it's a little bit more annoying to me, if only because like Deku cried and like he got emotional, but I can't even necessarily. I know a lot of people get on Deku. Deku definitely has his haters. I can't get on him that much because Deku cried and got emotional, but he was overwhelmed by his dreams coming true. He never has been like, I can't do this.
Right, that's true.
Even when he didn't have powers, he was running into the fray doing what he could do. So, fair. But that being said, like, yeah, I'm like, Simon, like, that's why I kind of get that part of what I even said, and I'll talk a little bit about this in maybe my review, but I felt like that was his arc through the first 3 episodes. And by the end of the episode of episode 3, it felt like he came around like, okay, I do got to do what I got to do. In episode 4, he's still just like, what are we doing? It's like, you know.
Now you know.
You have taken the step out your front door. There's
jumped
no going
the
back.
Yep.
You can't, like, Genie doesn't go back in the bottle.
Yeah. So, the underworld is gone. You're not even back in the underworld anymore. That shit is dead to you. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So do I think anime need these characters? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a trope that they go to of being like, and I think they try to
shonen is a whole type of anime.
And I think they use it as a crutch to be like, to show the stakes of how serious it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I think about like the flip side of that, like I want something in the middle. Yeah. I want a character that can appreciate the danger he's in.
Mm.
But, you know, not necessarily is running from it. I certainly don't mind somebody that's like, oh, shit. Like, you could be scared, but don't back down and be like, I can't do this.
Right.
Especially, you know, in episode 3 was like a bit of a stretch. But in episode 4, it's like, do it. Like, why are you not working for this right now?
Or at least have the inner thought of like, can I do this? Mm-hmm. Am I good enough? And it's the inner monologue that you're probably having. But you're saying this to everybody. Like, look. I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
What do you say?
I'm a bitch. Make that a gif or whatever.
I was going to say, that's going to get clipped. So, no, I don't think it's needed at all.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. If you had to pilot a combined mech, which part of the robot body would you want to be in charge of piloting? Rob.
See, I was thinking about this. I'm thinking like Megazord, you know, how like Power Rangers all got in. There's like
Voltron, something like that.
Oh, Voltron or whatever. Like, oh, you got the legs, you got the arms. I think I'd want to pilot the head. You know, like, let's point this thing where it's going. You know, maybe you got some like lasers up on there. Like, I don't tell you what I don't want to be. I don't want to be a foot.
Yeah.
No. That's not.
Rob, run faster.
Nah.
God damn it.
The foot seems like thankless work.
Yeah.
That's just like, because if you fuck up, you fuck up big. So, but like the arms is a lot of pressure. I don't know. Was the chest an area?
Yeah. I mean,
don't get fucking kicked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I wouldn't count it as.
I would go for the head. You know, let's just keep this thing. I'm hopefully like steering people. Maybe that's more the strategic area.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just like, hey, point us over this way. You know, like, all right, this is where we're going. So give me the head.
Give me the head. No pun intended. That literally. But I expected that from Rob. I expected that from Rob because I feel like he's more the analytical guy, anyways. So it's just like definitely going for that. Ice.
Yeah, I think, I mean, my initial when I first read it was probably the head, but just to be different, I would like the arms probably because I'm just thinking of wielding a gun or a sword. Like, let me be the guy. Let me take the last swing. Let me take the last shot.
There you go.
Block it if I need to. Like, it's to your point, it's pressure, but it's not thankless. Like, you knew I did that. You seen what I do. I think my stuff is on, I guess, for lack of better words, is like my stuff is on prime time. Like, what I'm doing is on prime time. I'm not a six man or no shit, or most improved legs and no shit like that. Like, you seeing what
that's
I'm doing.
That's not a role player. That's
exactly. So, yeah, that's what I would want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not deviating from my answer. It's the hands, too. Like, I'm not. I know you're like, looking at me a different answer. I'm not giving a different answer because I'm not being the feet. And it was the hands also. I literally was just like, all right, let's get out. I could see if Rob was the brain, the head, and then me and Ice were the arms. And we fucking, you know, you left arm, right arm. We just like, just fuck this motherfucker. I feel like that's essentially like our energy anyways.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Brennan takes the feet.
Brennan takes the feet.
Brennan's the feet guy.
Come on, guy. We got to get out of here. Yeah. Let's get down. I'm a bitch. So that makes perfect sense. But yeah, it would definitely be the hands because I also thought of the same thing. Just like, you know, having a sword, you know, if one arm's a sword, one arm's a gun, you know, we're getting the jobs fucking done. You know what I'm saying?
Bars?
But, yeah, it is. You know what it is.
Right now.
All right. Next question. Do you think Kamina would make a good demon slayer? Ice.
I think he would. I think his attitude, his bravado, how he goes about things, how he's ready to jump into it, I think that might hurt him a little bit, just how he's so gung-ho about everything. But I think if he can survive an initial encounter with a demon and be like, oh, these demons are real and they can really kill somebody, I would say he would make a great demon slayer. I think he's more of all the demon slayers, probably a Rengoku, of just like, because he's happy-go-lucky, he has a good time, he has a high confidence level, and he tries to keep the casualties down. Nobody really on his side has lost or died. So I think that's the energy that he exudes and he really gives, because I guess technically he's a side character or main character, a co-main character.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really steals the show. If you consider him a side character, he steals the show over Simon the entire time.
Like, so
he's
far,
he's that guy. And I feel, I mean, not to go deep into it, but I feel that's a lot of the pillars. They steal a lot of the shine for, on the show. So I think he gives that energy. And he would, again, if he can past that initial encounter with a demon and get him up out of here, if he doesn't die then, I think he would be a great Demon Slayer.
Rob.
That's a big if. And so, like, that's for me. Like, I think he does have some qualities that would make him a good Demon Slayer. And the fact that, like, he does, he's a team player. I think he supports the people around him. I think he wants to help. I think he, I think his ability to bounce back and not absorb trauma would make him good as far as, like, being able to take mission after mission.
Yeah.
But I, that confidence is a big, Achilles heel, if you will.
Achilles.
Greek mythologist. Achilles.
It's a big Achilles heel for him because, like, I could see him getting into a fight with his first demon and being like, hey, man, let's go, and just getting torn up because he thought he
thought it wasn't what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big if. If he can make it through, I think he does have the potential, but it's going to be tough because man's got a lot of bravado and. Because
he's kind of like Inosuke in a sense.
Yes. And certainly Inosuke, if not for some of his teammates and Kamina, also too, where we're at,
you're dead.
Could have been packed up in these first few episodes.
Yes, I mean, I feel like Kamina is if Simon or Seaman is there as a Demon Slayer too, he's dead immediately. Kamina is dead because he's gonna put too much trust in Simon. And he's going to get packed the fuck up quickly. These demons do not play, as we've seen.
Yeah.
And let's say he does make it. You know what? I'll give him the grace that he does make it because he has a little bit of the cockiness that you kind of have to have. And he kind of has, you know, the heart to get it done. But let me tell you something. As soon as he runs to his first upper moon with that confidence, he is gone. He is
but he
out
knows,
of there.
He knows the stakes at that point.
You can run into an upper moon at any point.
That's true.
So if he runs into an upper moon early and he runs into that battle, he's packed up within, I think, 2 to 3. He runs into Akaza on that train. He's the fuck up out of there.
I mean, but so was Rengoku.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, though, you saw how Tanjiro and them kind of stepped back, like, let him handle this.
Yeah.
I think his arrogance would have been like, I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he would, like, based off of this performance, what we've seen, he might have killed that first demon, and then he could run into a more powerful demon and be like, I'm going to use that same move I used last time.
Yep.
But get him out of here. And it does not work, and that demon's like, no,
and that
man.
Arrogance of beating that first demon was gonna hurt him. He was like, oh, this is what it is? Oh, I'm getting them up out of here quickly.
Yes.
And he's gonna think of upper moon and something else. I'm like, all right, this is upper moon, this is my chance.
Mm-hmm.
Head cut off.
His sword long as hell though.
Bro, it was like never ending, dog. It was never ending, bro.
That was maybe like my favorite shot of both these episodes. That thing just went forever.
This is like that meme that's like when your lady talking to you and she says she's not mad, and it's like, it's so funny.
Yep.
And she just opened it.
I just think it's funny how.
Yeah. All right, next question. If you had to chop off a body part to feed someone else, what part are you choosing, Rob?
Ooh,
disgusting. Why'd you make this damn question?
I don't know, because that little mole pig was just like, here, you can eat my butt.
Put the booty like groceries.
He did,
because
like, I said it was the tail, but like booty came
he
out.
Cheeks came off too.
Cheeks came off of that thing. And I don't know if he grows those back.
Yeah.
I might give an ear. You know what I mean? It's not good. Not good eating. But like,
there ain't no meat in the ear.
No, it's not. It's but part like,
you just like,
and we're
just
desperate
chewing
at this point.
I'm chewing gum at this point, man.
I'm thinking about me. You're not wrong. It's not good sustenance.
You selfish bastard. But
if I like, because then maybe I could, as long as I can still hear out of it, it's just a hole now at that point. But like, have you guys watched Last of Us yet?
No. I mean, I played the game.
I have, yes.
It's pretty good. There's that one scene where she's just, like, she's talking to somebody. She's like, shut up. You don't have any ear. Like, your ear is gone.
Yeah.
What are you talking shit to me right now? But it's just like, yeah, if you can still hear out of it, you might be okay. But like, because I'm just thinking like, finger? I don't know. Toes?
Also, with no meat on that. We need like a thigh. We need like a pectoral, bicep.
Ear would be first choice. Pinky maybe my second choice.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm gonna join the little mole, dude. I'm gonna give you a piece of this ass, man.
Take some of this ass meat.
Hella pause, man.
Hey, man.
You might find some meat there. Hella pause again to that.
Hey yo.
But I mean, hey, at the end of the day, I feel like that's a part that like if it's a piece of that is sliced off, I can still survive pretty easily. I can probably still walk around if I need, if they don't hit a nerve in this bitch.
You're sitting lopsided.
No, yeah, I'll be sitting kind of like this. You know what I'm saying? I already kind of sit a little weird anyway.
Like that, man. You're just a cool motherfucker, man.
Lost piece of my ass cheeks. Gave it to Rob to eat.
Survival,
you know,
was real. You know, we
had to do it. One of my friends, like, y'all that had to eat. I'm like, man, shit, that's why you ate my ass, bitch. Like, you can never have anything to say to me.
Oh, no.
Would you try a little too?
Tell me?
Yeah.
My own ass? Who's cooking it?
You.
Nah, I don't cook. I cook all right. If my wife was cooking, I'd be like, all right, let me get a try a piece of that ass. You know what I'm saying? She seasoned well.
That's funny.
Ice.
Part of me wants to, it'll be super painful, and part of me wants to be petty, but like my dick, just so I can be like, eat a dick.
That feels like one of those, like, was it worth it?
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
It'll be worth it for the moment. Like, that's why you give it to Brennan and be like, eat a dick.
Yeah, like.
And then if Brennan never did it, he'd just be like, you don't have a dick now, so did I technically lose this? I won.
Yeah. You ate a
Brennan's
dick.
Dying, starving, but he's like, I still won.
Yeah. I think
terrible.
If I could, I guess, like, a little bit of my thigh, maybe, because my legs are big, so that should feed for somebody.
Very good.
Yeah, just like a nice little slice, get a little, you know, a little butcher action. I'm not gonna say that that's a My Hero spoiler, but I'm not gonna cut my whole leg off. I'll just give a little piece.
Yeah. All right. Last question, and then we're gonna give our scores in this bitch. What anime character would you want to pilot the mech with you? And they can't use a superpower. So choosing like a Goku or whatever like that, they gotta use, I mean, they have martial arts skills, of course, so they can use that stuff. But like, if they're in there as the legs or the arms, what are they doing? I personally am picking Captain Levi. I'm picking Captain Levi with the hands, and let him. We're gonna have a sword in this bitch, maybe even two swords, and his lead. And I'll be. That's when I'll be the. I'll be the legs in that motherfucker.
Yeah, in that case, it's like, yeah, you can take over.
Yeah, and then let him just get the fuck active, and I want to see somebody even try to step to us. Captain Levi, I would love to have him help me pilot that bitch, take over the arms, just slice and cast down, just doing that. Beast tighten everybody up, man. That's what I want to see. Ice.
And you said they can't use their superpowers.
No superpowers. They got to use their skill set.
I mean, it's kind of. I think this is kind of cheating, but Mikazuki. I think that's.
I was thinking something similar, like, to be honest with you.
Mika will probably be the person, because, I mean, that's what he does. He does it at a very high level.
Yeah.
He did it without legs.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'd be my pick.
That was cheap. Rob.
Ha. Yeah, I was thinking Mikazuki, because it was like, yeah, I mean, there's not many better
than
him.
Who's going to beat me now? He's already the best.
He's already. I'm just like, I'm going to sit back. You can do what you need to do.
Rob with the left claws eating lunch.
Man, this is tough. Because I'm trying to think who would be good at teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to lean towards. Because, like, if you're going to pilot something with somebody together, you got to have somebody that you can, like, get in sync with. That you can, like, all right, we can, like, have a back and forth. I'll do this, you do that. And we're not stepping on each other's toes as we're trying to pilot this thing. Because I think of anime characters, not a lot of them come to mind that are good at teamwork.
Maybe Kakashi, if I don't want to go somebody that hasn't already piloted a mech, I think Kakashi would be a good answer. Got to pilot it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I would go with, damn, I'm not trying to, like, take. I really should have thought of something beforehand, but I'll say, fuck, this is tough. I'll go with. I don't know, man.
You don't have an answer. Let's think
about. What about Eraserhead? Would you? We think
Eraserhead would be cool, because I think he would be.
Hell, Deku too. Deku won't
Deku
be bad
be,
either.
Yeah,
you know what? That's a good choice. I'm gonna steal that answer. I'm gonna go with Deku, if only because, like, I know he, at least at this point, what we've seen up to, I know things might be changed for him going forward. He's definitely been about teamwork and, like, hey, let's do what we can to help each other out. Fight back to back. You know, like, we can do this. We can figure this out.
Yeah.
So Deku, I think, would be good because of the teamwork factor and, you know, the fact that he I think he would figure it out, especially because of his intuition as well.
Yeah.
This ability to study and get better and knowing his enemy, I think he would be a good teammate.
That's a great answer, because he's going to definitely study every single opponent.
Yeah, thanks for that answer, Keenan, by the way. Deku's a great choice for me.
I have some backups, man, no problem. All right, let's give our likes and dislikes of Garen Logan episodes 3 and 4. And let's see. I mean, for me, this show is kind of, it's fun. It's I feel like there's no real stakes yet. I don't know if there's going to be stakes in this show. I feel like mechs kind of have stakes in a lot of them. But as of right now, I mean, besides Simon, like he's just annoying as fuck to me. I like what's old girl's name again?
Yoko.
Yo, I like her, man.
Yeah, she's cool.
To me personally, when she was just like, "Yo, let me pilot the other thing," I was like, "Yes, let her pilot the other motherfucker." Because this guy is a pussy, man. He's just,
hey, yo.
He's weak to me. But I feel like at some point in the show, he's going to develop either that intuition and or that will that we need to push through. And he probably will be overall at the end of the series a better, of course, pilot than she would be. But I mean, the character so far besides Simon, I like him. Even what's old dude's name?
Leron.
He said some funny shit in this episode.
He is funny.
He said something funny in this episode where it's just something about like something about like boys, just something with the whatever. I was just like, they're making this dude wild. This motherfucker wild.
He says some wild
He's out
shit.
Of pocket.
He's out of pocket, but it's hilarious. So far the character's been fun. I'm interested to see if what is it? The Black family, what are they called again?
Oh, the black siblings.
Yeah. To see if they're going to continue in the show and if they're going to actually help out. They're kind of building a cool little team right now, which is like, I kind of enjoy this team. I feel like I know for a fact that Simon's going to develop into a better character. He's annoying me right now, but I know he's going to get there.
Yeah.
But it's like the show is enjoyable, but I'm not like, this show is fire. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit it with I think I might have given it 6,800 last week. Another 6,800. Rob.
These two episodes were a bit of a mixed bag for me. It's funny, when I finished episode three, I very much thought to myself, that was a good three episode setup. I felt like it introduced the world as far as like, okay, here's this episode that we have in the underground colony that introduces that. Okay, then second episode, you get to see the surface and you get to see the surface world and like kind of what that's about. You get to meet the gunmen and like it's not just the one, there's tons of them. Okay, dope. Third episode, you meet Viral, and like you kind of have, you get to see them combine, and like then they go off on their own, like with the main four, the main group. And I was like, that was really cool and really enjoyable, and I'm really looking forward to where the series is going. And I got to tell you, that episode four was rough for me. That there wasn't a whole lot that I liked about it. I even thought like they might have had somebody else animate it. I don't know if you guys saw the same thing. Felt like the frame rate was low. The style was weird.
They repeated a couple of scenes. They just redid them again when he's like, all right, pile it back on. It was just like, all right, you just literally use that same animation.
Dragon Ball Z.
It felt like I was watching a Flash animation in some way. Just like, and even, it just felt like the quality of the animation had taken a huge step down, which I thought, like, maybe, like, that means that somewhere in this episode there's going to be a big action sequence. And there was a little action, but even that was, like, not all that crazy. And I felt like just the shit with the sisters was, like, a lot. And the fact that, like, they made them so kind of, like, dispensable. Like, I almost didn't even include their names because I'm just like, do they matter at all? I don't know. But, like, I didn't really, and even, like, the design of, like, the Beastmen, just, like, these fuzzy pink balls. I just thought it was all kind of whatever. And so for the show to have been so much fun, I thought, for those first three episodes and have all that set up to be like, I can't wait to see what they do next.
Yeah.
I was excited for it, and this felt like a huge letdown.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, that's just a blip. You know, they move on. This was just like a little bit like okay, here's some comedy. They were just going to spend some time spinning our wheels. It felt like a wheel spinner episode.
So actually, Rob, I got an answer for you. So apparently when they were first making the show, the first couple episodes, they were doing a rotation of animation teams. So each different teams were doing all of those first four episodes. And then when they got to episode four, it was so bad that they scratched the idea entirely.
That makes sense.
So
wow.
It sounds like going forward, it's going to be consistent and not what episode four was.
Like, I'm sure a lot of people worked really hard on this episode, but I was talking to Kim and Brennan about it a little this morning. I was like, this looked like something I might have seen on, like, fucking E-Bomb's World or, like, Newgrounds back in the day. Like, the animation looked bad. So the characters didn't even look the same. Like, I knew who they were supposed to be, but like their proportions were off and their mouth animations were weird and it just looked flat. Yeah,
that's true.
So that was really, and I don't know if it was just
somebody got fired.
It was just like, man, I don't know if it was just something else, but like I really did not like that fourth episode at all, which is like unfortunately going to affect my score. So for these two episodes, as much as I liked the third one, the fourth one was just like, I can't really say much about much positive about it. I'm gonna give it a 5,000.
Ooh, shit. I'll just add this last thing I wanted to say. I feel like right now it is very Monster of the Week, as Ice would always say.
Yes.
It's like a Monster of the Week type show. I hope they find a main villain and a main course of, like, all right, why is this happening?
I thought Viral might be that.
Yeah. And then I feel like they packed him up pretty quickly, and he seems like he may or may not be. Yeah. I don't know. Ice?
Yeah. It was all right. It was all right. I think those first two are a little bit stronger. It did, if I'm trying to watch it as with much blind eyes as I can, it made me like Kamina more. Mm. And he's kind of taking the forefront as the guy.
Yeah.
And I would want to continue for him to be the guy. And I guess I would say I don't want it to be a Gohan situation where he is coming to be the guy and then just scales all the way back and doesn't be the guy.
Yeah.
And if it does... If that does happen, hopefully they do something to kind of make it suffice where Simon steps up and be the guy. Or just both of them tag teaming. I would take both of them tag teaming. Would be great as well. But outside of that, it's all right. A couple episodes still kind of setting the table, giving us a little bit. Episode 3 was pretty cool. I would say I'd give it a 6,300.
6,300, yeah. All right, so that is Garen Logan, episodes 3 and 4. What do you guys have for us? Drop your handles. What do you got, Ice?
Ice McGowan on everything. If you're in the LA area, pull up on us this Saturday. I guess tomorrow when this drops on Friday. Pull up on us tomorrow. If you have people in LA, tell them to pull up also on us tomorrow at Glendale Room at 8 o'clock.
January 28th. That's right. That's right. Brennan, bitch ass Brennan at on Instagram, bitch ass Brennan on Twitter, bitch ass Brennan on YouTube.
Could you imagine that really was his handle? Yeah, I've been doing my recommendations. I mentioned it a little bit just a second ago in this episode, but what I'm watching right now, check out Last of Us. Like, 2 episodes are out. If you got the HBO app, you know, I would say it's one of those shows that you should be watching right now. I've only played a little bit of the video game. I've not finished it. I know it's very highly acclaimed. I had a lot of people that were nervous about it, knowing, like, the video game I know got it right. But even those people that I've talked to have been like, I'm all in on this. It's mm-hmm. been very good. It's get on the train early so you can tell people, like, hey, yeah, I knew about it.
Yeah.
Check out Last of Us. It's been a lot of, I don't want to, like, it's been a lot of fun. It's miserable. Like,
it's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you're into, like, that Attack on Titan stuff where just, like, everything is hopeless, people are getting killed, like, everything's kind of terrible, but, like,
it's captivating.
It's captivating in that way. And it's, like, an interesting twist on the zombie genre, and certainly I know they have changed some things up for the game, like just in how the world works a little bit in the world building. So there are some new things there for people who play the game as well.
Is that show is the dude and the dude that's like the villain in the
he's like in three different things.
Pedro
Pascal? Like, yeah, he's like Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah,
he's Mandalorian. Yeah. He was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Was he in Wonder Woman 2 as like the villain?
He was the villain.
That's
in
him. That's him, right?
Yeah. That okay, is him.
So I
would say that is. Do not judge him off of that.
I like him in there though.
To me, he was like the probably one of the better parts of that movie, which was
for sure.
Not much good things to say about that movie, unfortunately. but he's great. He's great, and the girl playing Ellie is really great, also on Game of Thrones. But yeah, that's my recommendation. Just real quick, I will just want to say thank you to people that, you know, reached out about my family situation over this weekend. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of really, you know, nice messages, you know, from you guys and from some of the fans. And, you know, just want to give a rest in peace to my cousin Miles. No, thank you, everybody. It really meant a lot to get those messages. Thank you.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man. Yeah, appreciate you even coming through and even doing the podcast. I know that's sometimes it can be even just a lot.
Well, it's nice to just, like, not think about that shit and get out of the house and do this type of stuff and then, you know, enjoy what we can. And, you know, it's good to have a good community around you.
Yeah. Stickman Studios over there with Killer Cam on the cam. Shout out to Keith. Keith, I got his shirt on that he got us for the podcast. This is the Gojo shirt that he got me. I lost a few pounds, so I will be wearing their their Mob Cycle shirt that they bought me probably next week.
Who's on the shirt?
You know him.
Let me, hold on, man. Just give me a second, bro. My head is hurt, man. I got a migraine and stuff like that. The guy that had the cards, man. He's the best character of Mob Psycho, right?
Yeah. I shouted his name out at you as we were leaving last week because it was raining. You were standing out there with the umbrella. And I was like, hey, it's like your favorite guy.
I had no clue to fucking...
I know you didn't too, because he was just like, yeah.
You laughed.
That's a good guy right there. Very funny. Fonda's a great guy.
Very funny.
Well, thank you. As always, we'll be reviewing My Hero next week again, and Garen Logan again with that.
And I'll be on the My Hero.
Since he's caught up?
Because I'll be caught up.
And yeah, that'd be dope, super dope, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Animation.